Every year, Catholic Charities Fort Worth pairs children in need with holiday gifts, and parents' expectations can run the gamut.
I think we see both extremes, definitely. There's one where they do have this long list of what they would like for their children to have, sometimes unrealistic. And then there's also the other side of, really, all I want for my children is a roof over their heads.
That's case manager Jessica Moncada. Kathy Packard, executive director of Family Gateway in Dallas, says she sees the same thing. That's why they ask people to separate necessities from holiday wishes.
Wants get confused with needs. And a mom wants to get her son an Xbox, but he really needs a coat. And many times this is the first time an individual has had the luxury of picking something for her family.
Gift giving is a big part of what nonprofits do during the holiday season, and presents for kids is what most people think of when it's time to donate. Jessica Moncada says smaller gestures, like making sure a single mom has the lipstick and shampoo she's used to, sometimes make the biggest difference.
Having even that normal routine of doing your hair, your makeup, getting dressed for work, it sets the tone for the rest of the day, and I think it sets the tone for what they're going to accomplish from there on.
While gifts and food make the holidays brighter for families on the financial edge, high energy bills, flu season, and car repairs lurk all winter. Not to mention finding and keeping a job, something Kathy Packard says really challenges her clients.
They have someone in the family that's causing the family not to be able to work. Someone has a disability, whether it's a child or the parent. So that's about 30% of our families.
Catholic Charities Fort Worth works to help their clients make wise financial choices all year long. Jessica Moncada says that's easier said than done.
When you're in crisis, the last thing you're going to do is plan for the rest of the week or the month. You're just trying to get through the day.
At Family Gateway, Kathy Packard says the youngest people they serve are only worried about one thing this time of year.
That Santa is not going to find them because they've moved out of their home. And they're in a new place.
That's a problem North Texas nonprofits say they can solve. Courtney Collins, KERA News.